Well, good morning. Good to be back on the broadcast again this morning. And trust you getting up and getting ready to go to the house of the Lord today. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning. Inviting you to come to church here where we're members at it, Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon. And we urge you to come to be with us today on Mountain View Road, turning off 27 there, the red light to store. And you come and be with us in the services throughout the day today. Good to be here this morning. Appreciate you taking time to tune us in. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today and uplift to you. Remember to pray for those that are going through problems and cares of life, and the bereaved, those that's lost loved ones. We want to remember them in prayer this morning. And then, of course, those that are shut in, not able to get out to be in the house of God today. God's people that are homebound, they can't go anywhere, and that's a hard burden to bear. But God's grace is sufficient, and He always made a promise, and He still promises, "Lo, I'm with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." And so we have somebody to walk with us today. And that's the Savior, the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about God's people, those that looks to heaven for help and strength and grace, and God promised grace. Scripture said, and He giveth more grace. And how many times in our life have we needed more grace? And it all comes from the Lord today. So it's good to be here this morning. Get up and get ready to be in the house of God. Sunday school begins at 10 here at the church, 10:45 for the worship service, and then back at 5 for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday. Prayer meeting time on Wednesday evening. So you come, be with us this week in the house of God. I believe you'll receive a blessing if you'll do that today. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. We want to pray for those that are especially that are not saved. I know we've all got someone on our hearts that is not Christians. And this morning, God can bring conviction upon those lives and help them to see their need of a Savior before it's too late. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, as we bow in your presence today, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace, abundant grace that you provided for us day by day. I praise you for it this morning. And I pray you bless the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out. God, pray your presence to be real to them this morning, those that are away from you, that have drifted away from God. I pray, God, you'd awaken in their heart the need to get back right with you and back in fellowship with you, Father. And I pray for those unsaved that's not been saved, not been born again. I pray that you touch their hearts, bring conviction upon their lives. This day might be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior. Have your will and way, and we'll praise you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and hope it will be a blessing to your heart today, that God would just take it and get you ready for church time. Amen. Getting ready for church, that's what it is. Spiritually speaking, get your heart ready and get your clothes on. Amen. Your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. Oh, we're living in a society today where it's go any way you want to. And it looked like folk coming out of Six Flags somewhere, coming out of church. And I'm telling you, that's a shame and a disgrace. God's house is to be respected, and we ought to dress accordingly to how God, scripturally, how God tells us how to dress today. So anyway, that don't cost you a thing this morning. But we want to have some songs. I hope it will be a blessing to you today. Get you ready to go to church this morning. Amen. So you listen now as they sing.
And even the heavens declare His glory.
He knows me. Thank God. I appreciate that song today. Hope that was a blessing to you. You know, there's something about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus that's more precious than life itself. When you know Him and He knows you, and you can talk to Him, you can pray, and you can listen to Him, you can read His Word and see what He says about any given situation that you might be faced with. And so I trust today that was a blessing to you. We'll have another one now. As they sing, you listen. Amen.
To me, though you're tired and weary,
and have a refuge. And that refuge is Him. He will hear, He will listen, He will comfort, and He will give added grace. Thank God for that. Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. We've been trying to preach to you for a few weeks out of Hebrews chapter 11 on about faith. And faith is a very precious commodity of a child of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We can't please God without faith. And we grasp who He is by faith. We understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. We do that by faith. We can't prove that as far as things are concerned, but we can look at what He's done and know God had to be the one that did that. And He sent the Word through men of God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost and wrote it down. And it proved to be so, just exactly like that He said that it would be. He wrote it hundreds of years before things happened and told exactly what was going to take place. Well, we've got a God that we can trust today. Have faith in. And without faith, it's impossible. The Bible said there, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and the things which are seen were made of things which do appear. And we've got faith to believe that this morning. If you don't have faith, you'll never get saved. But God gives you a measure of faith where you can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We believe that by faith. I wasn't there when they nailed Him to that cross. I wasn't there when they drug Him through the streets of Jerusalem. I wasn't there when they hung Him on that old rugged cross. I wasn't there when they drove the nails in His hands. I wasn't there when they thrust a spear in His side. I tell you, I wasn't there, but I believe just as sure as if I was there that Jesus died on that old rugged cross. And I also believe that it didn't stop there. They put it in the grave. They put the seal on it, the Roman seal. No one could break that seal under the curse of the law. But I'm telling you, Jesus stepped out of there and declared that He had risen from the dead. And I believe that. I wasn't there when Mary went to the tomb and found that He was. I wasn't there when Peter and John ran to the tomb and looked in and it was empty. I wasn't there. But I believe it was empty. And my faith in that is just as substantial as their sight that they was looking at that empty tomb. And so it's just as good and more blessed are they which see and do believe than they that have seen and believe. More blessed are they which have not seen, yet they believe. Faith is substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. You can take that to the bank. Amen. It's evidence. And so you've got to have faith. And these people here in Hebrews chapter 11, they exercised their faith in God. Exercised their faith. They trusted Him. What He told them, they believed. Amen. They believe that. And whether it was told in person or whether it was inspired, written word of God, it's the very same thing. We believe the word of God. And he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And we can have faith today. Everybody can be saved. He said it's not His will that any perish, but all come to repentance. Amen. That's the will of God. It's not His will that any perish. There was nobody born to go to hell and somebody born to go to heaven. Nobody. It's not that way. It's by faith. It's not His will that any perish, though some are going to perish. It's not His will that any go to hell, yet some are going to go to hell. But it's His will that those go to heaven, and it's accomplished by faith. Believe God this morning, friend. Believe God. Well, Hebrews chapter 11, I want to read some scriptures here down in verse 23. I've been talking about faith and faith that God, last week we discussed faith heritage. the heritage of faith. I'm telling you, Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and these that came out of his loins, they had a heritage. They had something that was good and godly to them that they could put their trust in. They could raise their family that same way. They didn't have to change anything about how they were raised. They had the same faith in God, the same trust in God that their fathers had, and it was passed on down. You can believe it. Nobody called them antiquated. Nobody called them out of touch, but they were in touch with God. You can't be out of touch if you're in touch with God. Amen. And so it was all simply by faith. And we look at this week in verse 23. I want to deal with just a few verses here in the 23rd verse. The Bible said, by faith, Moses, amen, by faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. They were not afraid of the king's commandments. And so we find here that faith's courage is shown in the family, the courage of the family. His parents had the courage to face the commandments of the king and defy that and have their child, put in the river and trust him to the fate and the will and the providence of God. And God took care of him, let his own mother raise him, amen, because of her faith in God. Thank God, her faith paid off, my friend. I'm going to tell you, you don't waste your faith on your children. You don't waste that. Oh, you see, they make mistakes. Oh, they all do that. They all make some mistakes, but we don't forsake God because they forsake him. And we just keep on trusting God, amen. And so we find there is faith's courage in the family. The family's got to have courage and take a stand against the will of the state, amen. And the Bible said by faith when he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. They recognized the fact that this child was given to them by the Lord and that God wanted to him to be something that was godly and that was trusting and that was loving and somebody that God could do something with. And they hid him for 3 months out of the king's because of the king's commandment. The king said, kill all the male babies. Kill the babies. Kill all the male babies. And it was the law. It was the law, my friend. When the law was given there, they said, go kill all the babies. They defied the law. Listen, I'm telling you, it's something that's prevalent in our day to day. They say abortion is legal in the land. That doesn't mean it's legal with God. Brother, God plainly says that it's murder. Amen. And so we're living in that day today, they said, well, it's legal. It don't matter if it's legal. It don't matter if the government says you're to kill your baby. It's not the will of God to do that. And it's not against the will of God to not do that, to not kill that baby. And so I tell you, they had the courage to take a stand against the government of their day, the laws of their day. They took a stand against that. Amen. And God commands us to obey the laws of the land. But it's when they go against the will of God and against the word of God, it's time to take a stand in the right way. Speak out. Amen. Stand and do what's right in the sight of God. So they had the courage to raise their family. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. Didn't make them have fear. They didn't tremble in their boots because the king sent a commandment out to kill the babies. No, sir. They took a stand against that. And parents has got to take a stand today against the things that goes on in this world, whether in the system or not. Amen. And so take a stand against that. The school system is not the one to raise our children. They're to learn them the things that we pay them to learn them, but they're not to take them and bend them and use them and go against God with them and not even against the parents. I don't know where the parents are today. That lets those in the school do things to their children without their permission today. Though, listen, my friend, that's not right in the sight of God, and it's not wrong to stand against that in this society that we're living in today. Amen. I had a lot of things I could say about that. I'd probably get in trouble about it, but I'm telling you, my friend, I would stand with God and against the things of this world. It is not up to the school system to raise our children and make our decisions for us. They're working for us. Amen. And we're to train our children and raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And that, brother, that's exactly what God wants us to do. So listen, here we find that he talks about there's the courage of the family. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. It didn't matter to them what the king said. They put their child, put him there in the little ark in the bulrushes, and the current took him down through there. And God, listen, God sent the daughter of Pharaoh down there to the banks, and she saw and she heard, and she adopted him and brought him home with her and raised him with her in the king's palace. And God had his hand upon him from the start, and then he made a choice himself, because his parents was not afraid, then Moses was not afraid either, because he made a choice. And he made a choice when he was in the king's palace. The Bible said, by faith Moses. Listen, here's a transition from this parents to the child. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He walked away from everything that Egypt had to offer him. He walked away from all of that, and brother, back to the will of God, back to his people of God. And he had the courage by faith and refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He didn't want to inherit the kingdom. He had no desire to do that. He didn't want the world's goods that was at his disposal. He'd been there. He'd done that because he was raised by them. But brother, when he come to years, he made a choice, and he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He said, this is my people. Their words in our day, he said, this is my church. This is my Jesus. And this is my family. And I'm going to stay with God. And I'm going to go with them according to the will of God. So it takes her by faith. Moses chose not to do some things because he had faith in his God. And so by faith, Moses, when he was come the years, refused. He refused. He didn't go along with what was taking place. Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Choosing rather to suffer affliction, he made a choice. He made a choice. It was there plainly before him. It was the broad way or the narrow way. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses had been there. He had saw that. He was raised in the midst of that. And he saw the comparison between his mother that come in every day and took care of him, and she ingrained in that son, my friend, the ways of the Lord. And he chose to follow God. Listen, it's not in vain to teach them the word of God. The world is messing with our children today. They're drawing them away unless we put in them some courage to take a stand for Jesus by example. And brother, I'm telling you, they can make a choice in the right way, and the things of the Lord instill in them. They can't get away from that. It's in the heart, brother. It's in their memory. It's there, and only God. And God can rescue those. He rescued Moses from Egypt, and he can rescue anybody else's children from the hold the world has got upon them today.
say, amen. That's the society that we're living in today. They're after our children. They're after those that loves the Lord and that lives for the Lord, that's got faith in God, and they draw and drag them away into this world, and they make a choice. And I tell you, and they can choose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather to enjoy the pleasures of sin. It's for a season. My friend, we know the pleasures of this world is just for a season. And when they take that step and they step into that, they find out that it ends and it leaves no lasting joy. And there's nothing there to satisfy the inward man that's been saved by the grace of God. And that's the reason we get our children saved. Brother, we bring them to church. We teach them the Word of God, and we carry them to Sunday school and to prayer meeting and to church, and raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, because the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, even so much or more as you see the day approaching. It's our duty today to have faith and instill that faith in our children. Pass it on down, and let them pass it down to their children today. Oh, yes, it's by faith. It's faith, my friend. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so the faith of God's people is instilled in the children's lives, and learn them the scriptures, take the word of God, and help them to memorize the chapters in the word of God. And brother, as they, when they're little, and when you get in their heart, listen, you can take the world takes a child, he can operate a computer at 2 or 3 years of age and do well with your phone than you can do with, and you think they can't learn the word of God, help them to memorize it. It helped you too, had to help memorize it with them. Amen. Because you got to read it to them. You got to read it to them to help them to memorize it. Let them repeat it after you, and they'll learn it close as sooner than you will. Amen. And so it's our duty today, and to have faith, the faith of the parents, the courage of the parents, the courage of Moses was instilled by his parents, the same kind of courage that said no to Pharaoh, and the same kind of courage that Moses said no to Pharaoh's daughter. And brother, he walked out and walked away with God's people and delivered them, and God greatly used him for the glory of God. Amen. I'm glad we got somebody to go to today. Listen, our faith is important to us today. Our faith is important. Listen, God's people have got to take a stand for the glory of God today. May God bless you, is our prayer. I'll be next Sunday at this same time.